Shout it loud, hallelujah. Hallelujah. As many people as are believing, that every Goliath confronting them tonight shall die, let them shout the loudest, hallelujah. If you know that tonight, your head shall be anchored to the blessings of God. Shout the loudest, hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Sing this song loud and clear. From the bottom of your heart.
That is a little
Jesus point. Is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time. Jesus
is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man. A winner man all the time.
Winner man,
winner man, winner man, winner man. Winner man, winner man, winner man. Winner man, winner man, winner man. A winner man all the time.
I am on the winning side.
I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side. I am on the winning side. I win this side all the time.
Win this side. Jesus is a winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. Jesus is a winner man.
Always just the same. Oh, praise his holy name. Hallelujah.
That is the reason why I love him so.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the sweetest name.
Sing it again. Loud and clear.
Jesus is the sweetest name I know.
Jesus, all the world.
Walk in my life, Father, perfect the work. You are beating your work.
Hallelujah.
What a perfect work.
Hallelujah.
You are with me, the work in my life. What a perfect work.
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 If you don't want to give,
he be the one who gives.
Hallelujah.
Who now looks at you.
Papa, shall I shepherd?
Papa,
shall I shepherd?
Papa,
let it change their lives forever in the name of the Lord. The anointing that will come upon the hand,
if you roll your tio by your war,
and your life will take another turn entirely for good.
Let
that anointing fall upon the hands in the name of
Jesus.
Light the hot coals of fire from the throne of God. Fall upon this answer in the name of
Jesus.
Now lay that hand upon your head. And you will shout this loud and clear. Glory killers!
Olupaogo,
I stand against my head.
Death!
In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Kill the glory killers. In Jesus' name we pray. Something is happening already.
Oh, continue. Initially,
actually,
it's
powers.
Agbara,
chanting incantation to cage my head.
So powerful. Lati haori mimo.
Can I hear the sister shouting this?
That would be okay, brother.
There is a sister who needs to shout this louder. Everybody together now.
Death!
In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Aha. Something is about to happen.
Oh, confessionle wayi.
Some people troubled by double personalities.
Awon kan ti eda meji o da labo.
They will receive their deliverance now.
Wo gba itisile wo bayi.
Those whose spirits have been imprisoned.
Awon ti ati ha emi won mo.
That be breaking loose of the prison.
Tugo o yo ja.
Arrows.
Offer
fired into my brain. Can you shout this loud? Backfire in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Stretch the arm forward again.
Etun na owo yen siwaju.
Father,
Baba,
your word says we shall lay our hands on the sick.
Oro yin wo pe how da owo wa le olokun.
And the sick shall recover.
Ara olokun yo ti da.
Let that power of recovery.
E je ki agbara emularada.
Fall upon these hands now.
O ba ya owo wa yin bayi.
When this hand touches any sick part,
let
the arrows of infirmity go back to the center. As this hand touches your body, everything you could not do before, you begin to do it. In the name of Jesus, Father, lay your hands upon these hands. Now you will smite any area of your body where there is infirmity. You do it 21 times shouting back to the sender. Back to the sender. Let's go! Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Check your body now.
Yeah,
that anointing is upon you. Do those things you could not do before you got here. If you cannot walk, run. If you cannot see, there is any pain in your body, check it out now. Something is going on over there. Check your body very well. Once you find that you have been healed, run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back on you. Father, I'm praying for as many people as are in this gathering, and they are suffering from the cage of envious witchcraft. They have not offended anyone. Their only offense is that they are doing well. And the envious witchcraft is troubling their lives. Right there where such people are. Receive your deliverance in the name of
Jesus.
Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every every handwriting of the serpent in the body of that person over there, I bury that handwriting in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, check that pain. Check that swelling,
please.
It's gone. Find a way to go to this altar. Don't let the enemy put it back. Don't let the powers that followed you put it back again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The birds and the bats that visited your environment to cause trouble, I kill them now. In the name of Jesus. By the time you get home from this meeting, the bats will have died in the compound. Silence. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, as I count seven from here, anyone whose destiny belongs to another place but is being caged somewhere else, the power of God will fall upon such people and they will escape from that cage. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. The cage must be broken. I'm praying for you, that person over there. The sickness in your body started after a spiritual attack. Right there where you are, I command the arrows fired against you to gather themselves together and go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. That person, check your body very well. Wrong position of the altar. Check your body very well. The problem is gone. Wrong position of the altar. That's right. I speak to your bone. It is written, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He keepeth all his bones. He keepeth all his bones. That arrow fired into your bone, I command the arrow to go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus. Check that your bone again. Check it. It's cracking back into position. Run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. I'm going to count seven from here. There are some people here. You are having cobweb attacks. You see physical cobwebs covering your face. It is an agenda to make your life stain. One. That's a fire. Two. That's a fire again. Three. That's a fire again. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Yes, the cobweb spirit is broken. It's broken.
Aha.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You will shout this again loud and clear. My glory and the lifter of my head. Can I hear you shouting that? Your voice is not loud enough. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Can I hear you saying that?
Jesus Christ.
Then with a giant voice we say, lift me up.
That is okay.
My glory.
Oh God.
And the lifter of my
glory is okay.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Lift me up.
That is okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Open
your mouth and decree.
Loruko Jesu.
A sevenfold man.
Adeleje.
Please quickly bring out your tithes and your offering for this meeting.
Eyara
Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering.
Abadupelo
info. A good measure pressed down, falling over. Let it be our Lord in the name of Jesus.
Eshe ni pe wa loruko Jesu.
Open great doors of breakthroughs unto our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we cover all the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. As the
ushers
are going about,
you can
shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
Glory be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise to your feet, beloved. And take any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises.
My God arise, let my pursuers flee.
Lay your hands upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Please have your seat. God bless you. We continue our message from where we left off last week. Let someone who wants the greatest breakthrough here tonight shout this loud and clear. I, Daniel Olukoya,
Ezekiel Akinbo,
plug my ass into the socket of divine blessings by the power in the blood of Jesus. Shout it again. Second Kings chapter 4. Second Kings chapter 4. Verse 19. Let me read it from verse 18. And when the child was grown, it fell on the day that he went out to his fathers to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. The boy was attacked in the head. One major problem about head and deliverance of the head is the problem of the cursed head. Cursed head. And people get cursed head when they sin against God. Sin will remove the glory from man's head and give him the crown of thorns.
Lamentations
5:18 says, the crown is falling from our heads. Woe unto us because we have sinned. Sin will remove the crown of glory and give the man a crown of thorns. People's head also get cursed when they go and do spiritual head washing in the wrong places. People go to wash their head because they think they need good luck. Some will be asked to wash their head to get married or to get contract. If you have done that, you really need to pray here tonight. People get cursed head when a cursed man lays his hands on your head. Curses and blessings can be transferred to anyone through the laying on of hands. This is why you must be careful who lays hands on you. Your head may be cursed through that.
When
servants of Satan, number 4, put their own anointing oil on your head. They transfer curses onto the head of the person. This is part of why the mountain of fire miracles ministry says, do it yourself ministry. Number 5, curses can come upon a person's head through incision on the head. Once incision has been made on your head, that head is already dedicated to the devil or to a particular demon.
It shall
attract the curse of God. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:28,
say,
you shall not cut yourselves,
nor
put tattoo marks upon yourselves in connection with any funeral rites. The Bible says, don't cut yourself, don't put those incisions there. It gives cursed head. So as many as are here tonight, when the time comes and you remember they've cut incision on your head before, you need to really pray hard. That incision may be why good things don't last in your hands. 6, a person's head can be cursed when you carry sacrifices on that head. You attract a curse on your head when you use it to carry sacrifices, which is against the ordinance of God. Seven, you could attract a curse to your head when a native doctor, a witch doctor, shapes your hair. If they use the hair of your head as a magic thing or as a fetish item, it will attract a curse to your head. I'm praying for somebody here that if your hair is presently in any coven, they've taken something from your body to their coven by the fire power of the God of Elijah, I command you to recover them in the name of
Jesus.
Let your amen be loud and clear. It was
1994.
Here, we had only auditorium A at that time.
Gbogbo akoko ikan la ni ngba yen.
This brother came to see me.
Arakunrin kan ba wa ri mi.
He had masters in biochemistry.
O keko gboye keji ninu eko biochemistry.
Very good person.
Eyan to da ni.
But for 6 years,
ko fodu mefa,
couldn't find any job.
Ko ri ise.
Anywhere he went,
block.
He went from place to place until somebody recommended him to come here. I gave him the prayers. Know the secret.
He
prayed. Every time he prayed, he
would
see a pot. He did not understand what the pot means. Anytime he prayed, is this pot? So he came to me and said, sir, anytime I prayed, I see pots.
I said pot.
I said, okay. The truth is this. Your
hair
is inside the pot. Your father's house. Go there. Go and retrieve it. Say, sir, but I've never seen it before. And then, sir,
Alaga,
I've not gone home for 11 years.
Say,
but you need to go now. So he He took a vehicle. Went to the village. His mother was there. His father was there. They were old.
What did that
welcome. Lagos man.
Areko.
You remember us today? Welcome. So you two sat down. They began to talk. I said, Daddy, mommy. Do I have a pot? And they say yes. Three of you that will get battle. You have one pot each. He's buried at the back of the yard.
He
said, really? So okay, what's inside the pot? I said that your first ear cut. We put it inside that pot. And we put palm oil on top of that pot every month. The brother said, up to now? Say yes. Say, but why? Small boy, Lagos boy. We did it so that two people can be prospering. Say, but daddy, mommy. All your children are not prospering. It's because they don't personally come to pour oil on that pot. Said, okay. I'm here to pour oil on my own. Can you show me? So they took him to the back. Inside the bush at the back of the house. And really, there were three pots. Now I said, which one is my own? And you had the second one, it's the middle one. He looked to the left. Look to the right. He carried the pot. He ran out. They ran after him, but they were too old to catch him up. He ran to the car park. The garage. Somebody was in shouting in Lagos. Lagos. Three more passengers. I will pay for the three passengers. Let's go. And he brought the pot right here. His ear as a baby was still inside. Until we anointed and destroyed that pot, it remained stagnant. There are many dedications like this that many of us don't know anything about. I'm praying for somebody here. Every pot of darkness, every cauldron of darkness, I'm going to cage your head. I bury them now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. I plug my head into the socket of divine blessings by the power in the blood of Jesus. Shout it again. Sit down for a second. If all of a sudden, this is number 8, your cap, your headgear, mysteriously vanished, and you don't know where it has gone, or you share your cap, your hat, your headgear, with a cursed head, it will affect you. Now, washing of head with blood, when you wash your head with human or animal blood, it attracts a curse. We have work to do tonight. And this program continues until the Lord says it's okay. So, meaning that next week again, I bring the anointing oil here. Bring out your anointing oil now. And bring out your prayer paper. There's a prayer paper in your hand. Hold that anointing oil in your hand.
Hold
the anointing oil in your hand. And begin to pray. Prayers 1 to 21 as you hold that oil. After you finish the prayer, then we come back to the confession. Get yourself ready now. Hold the oil and begin to pray those prayers. That is, the evil hands anointed to waste my head. Wither in the name of Jesus. That's the first prayer. Let's begin to pray now. Amen.
Amen.
Sing this song 3 times.
I
shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Oh yeah.
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord.
Oh, yes.
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed.
Number two now.
I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. I shall not be ashamed, my Lord. Remember your covenant with me. I shall not be ashamed.
Number three. Oh, you go on the TV, Mama. Oh, you go on the TV, Mama. Rising my shepherd. Thank you, Jesus. Now pour the oil on your head. Anoint your head. The psalmist said that anointed my head with oil. And my cup runneth over. And say this after me loud and clear. I place this anointing oil on my head, which is the symbol of my destiny, according to the word of the Lord. Henceforth, my head and countenance are holy. All curses in my life are removed. All ill luck, bad luck, and disfavor cease. I am anointed with the oil of gladness above my fellows. This anointing affects every facet of my life for good. Son of righteousness, arise on me with healing in your wings, according to the word of the Lord. This anointing gives me favor in the eyes of men and angels of God all the days of my life. The Lord will bless me and compass me with favor as with a shield, according to the word of the Lord. All yokes in my life are broken, according to the word of the Lord. If anyone or devil sends a curse or spell on my head, his mischief will be upon his own head, according to the word of the Lord. My head shall be lifted above my enemies, according to the word of the Lord. This my head, you must succeed and prosper in the name of Jesus. A sevenfold amen. We continue the prayers next week. Come with your oil. The Lord is set to do awesome things. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 7 glorious hallelujah.